T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. In the shadow, shadow, in the shadow, shadow, we're far from the shadow now.
Moon stops! Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, Del Mar Loop, Southampton, coming real soon to St. Charles, and coming a little bit down the road to the Central West End, which is very exciting. We are also, as of right now, on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. All kinds of good stuff, including this segment right here, right now. Very much to talk about. Let's start with this. McDonald's and Lazy Boy have teamed up, which is kind of strange. They have teamed up to create something called the McDelivery Couch. You can actually get one of these things. Let me tell you about it first. It is designed for maximum relaxation, okay? Right. Lots of amenities. Light-up cup holders, adjustable seats, and a cozy branded blanket. It also includes built-in phone chargers for all your food ordering purposes, Lazy Boy stain-resistant fabric, and yes, McFlurry chillers. You heard that right. The McDelivery couch has coolers built into the center consoles that are meant to keep your McFlurry at an optimal 33 degrees.
Huh. Well, you know, you could also extend that to beer or whatever.
Yeah, right. They're saying McFlurry.
Multi-purpose.
A McDonald's branded Lazy
what
Boy.
What does it look like?
Who's decorating is that going to fit in with? You know what I mean?
Right.
Just throw that in somebody's
living room. I have a feeling it's going to be a food stuff. Big basement dweller.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Maybe.
Well, you go to Twitter and you share it with you share your favorite McDonald's menu item and you tag McDelivery sweepstakes and there's some other stuff. You can check all of this out at Y98.com.
I have a feeling that somebody that has a basement and they're just trying to be fun, nobody really, you know, they have friends over, they go down there. You could do a whole basement and fast food theme.
That'd be awesome.
You know, you'd have that scary Colonel Sanders rug.
Yeah.
You could have this Lazy Boy. You have to win this, though, so it's not available. But there's so many fast food places that have options for decorating now.
My brother's acquired some fast food items, things from restaurants, some legally, some not so legally. But he's got a Steak and Shake, like, floor mat, like the big, right when you would go into the little, I don't know, you know,
the entrance, in the vestibule.
Right, the vestibule, all right, I wasn't sure if that was the right word.
I don't know if that is the word.
One of those big Steak and Shake carpets, mats, or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we've got a Wendy's Dave Thomas, a huge Dave Thomas sign.
Oh, wow.
And then
does it say Dave Thomas or Wendy's?
It's Dave Thomas in a sign that used to be in Wendy's. It's like, oh, he did it his way and ingredients and yada, 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 which is pretty cool. And then one of them accumulated remember McDonald's, maybe they still do, the booths that were like, it was like one thing. So it was the table was attached to the chair.
Yes.
There's one of those in my parents' basement right now.
That could be a cool room.
I think we have a new video feature going to Tim's parents' house.
To the basement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be... There's a lot of interesting stuff and a lot of horribly boring stuff.
We should do it.
Food stuffs.
I'm into that. This happened in Florida. Get ready for this. This guy who went by the name Mr. Perfect. None of his friends called him his real name. He just went by Mr. Perfect. He just got arrested. Now, just to give you an idea, just a couple years ago, he was arrested for throwing a gallon of ice cream at his sister. But this time, he was in a trailer with someone he was involved with romantically. They got in a fight when she was in the middle of making pancakes for dinner.
Oh, no.
And he threw a bowl filled with pancake batter at her.
Like the whole bowl.
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect.
She called the cops. She was covered in pancake batter. And you know what he was arrested for?
Battery.
Foodstuffs.
Mr. Perfect, guys.
Yeah, he sounds perfect.
Maybe he needed a little salt in that batter.
Liked it.
Where's the bell? Thank you.
Pretty good. All right, and finally, How up are you guys on competitive eating? Do you guys have a favorite competitive eater like I do?
Joey Chestnut's the only one that comes to mind.
I like the female. What's her name? Sonya something? Sonya the Spider? I'm making all of that.
Sonya the Spider.
There is a woman, though, that's pretty good.
If I had to rank, I mean, this guy's probably in my top 15 competitive eaters. Okay. I have power rankings I put out once a week. Yeah. This guy, Matt Stoney, he's been in the circuit for a while. He does some good stuff. His past records include downing 225 peeps in 5 minutes.
Wow.
You also may be familiar with his work drinking 7 pumpkin spice lattes in under 2 minutes.
Oh. Wow. If they're not hot, that might be doable.
Oh, but think about it.
Ew. I know.
But God, that's so rich.
I know.
Well, Matt took on his latest challenge and he wasn't able to get through it. He tried to eat a bowl filled with 350 packs of Pop Rocks.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Oh. He only got through about a third of it. Here he is.
No way. At 20
Oh. It sounds like that Bruno Mars song we were playing.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm not sorry. There's no way if anybody can do this challenge. Like I said, I'd pay him $700, but I'd just make a break even.
I have a feeling this birthday bet idea here.
Oh man.
Can you imagine your innards after that?
Oh my. Well, remember the rumor for years is that Mikey died because he ate Pop Rocks and soda?
Yeah.
Do you remember that rumor?
Yes.
He's an advertising executive somewhere. He's alive and well.
Mikey's doing just fine.
Yeah.
But it turns out you still can't eat 350 packs of Pop Rocks. Matt Stoney tried it. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Remember Space Dust? The knockoff of Pop Rocks?
Yeah. What was different? Anything?
Nothing. But one just, I guess, marketed better and they're still around.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, that's Food Sauce. Follow us on Instagram, guys, right now. Follow us at Courtney and Co. Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.